Hey there, Titans. This is Mr. Six with another senior story, and today I've got the privilege of interviewing Megan Beard. Megan, you want to say hi?
Howdy, y'all.
All right. Now, Megan, you had an interesting experience this summer involving a trip to Washington, D.C., and I'd love to hear more about that. Why don't you explain to us how you qualified, what the trip was like, and then what you learned coming back from that?
Well, Mr. Six says this trip was actually sponsored by the local Victoria Electric Co-op, and what it was many of us from Texas were sponsored by other electrical cooperatives from Texas, and we all went as one huge group. We started the week off in Austin, and then we flew out to D.C. the next day. We got to actually spend like a whole day in Austin and all that. So it was actually really cool because I didn't just meet 147 different Texans. I also met people from other states also, and their electric cooperatives sent them also. It was all expense paid. All I had to pay for was my souvenirs. They gave me meal money, cash. Everything was so organized. That's the one thing I will always remember. They gave us backpacks with our names on it. They gave us all the t-shirts that we needed for that week. I always tend to wear them just kind of as a I don't care kind of day shirt.
Nice.
I mean, there's so many things. And then just the plane ride itself was chartered. We had to take two planes. There were so many of us.
Wow.
We were so proud that we actually had the most representatives.
Okay.
From Texas.
So in entering this competition, what did that look like? How did you kind of have to enter? What was the process like?
Well, the only requirements were that you had to be a Victoria Electric Co-op member, or your parents did, or your family members did. And then after that, you had to fill out an application, and you had to write an essay, actually, which I do want to say thank you to Mr. Zerflew because he helped me revise and edit it so much, and he helped me kind of spark the ideas behind it and everything.
Nice. Okay, so once you landed in not just Austin, but I really want to hear about the nation's capital. Do you have any like fun stories or cool interactions from there?
I will never forget when this one girl, we actually got a day where we got to go and meet our state representative. So I got to meet Mr. Blake Farenthal when he was in D.C., and we then got a tour from the Capitol, of the Capitol, from one of the interns in the offices. Well, this one girl had gone on her tour, and I can't remember if it was a painting or a sculpture that she wanted to take a picture with. She goes up to this man, and she says, "Can you take a picture of me real quick?" And he says, "Well, don't you want me to be in the picture?" And she goes, "No, I think I just want myself." So she goes by the statue, he takes the picture, she gets her phone back, she says, "Oh, thank you." She goes back and joins the group, and one of the members goes, "You know that was Mike Pence, right?"
The vice president of the
United
States.
Our vice president, and she missed the one shot to get it.
That's hilarious. Okay, so coming back from this trip to D.C., how does that kind of change your perspective as a senior? What are you looking forward to kind of in the future, and how did this trip impact your life?
I feel like this trip is kind of like giving me what would happen in college. Just people coming together, people being open-minded, people just having the same interest as you. You know, we all came from rural areas because it's an electric cooperative. We were all in FFA 4-H. We all knew that. We all just had so much in common, and we were just a huge family. Even though we didn't get to meet all of the people, it was still just heartwarming to know, like, we have friends for life now.
Very nice. Now, some parting words of wisdom. What would you say to incoming freshmen to Victoria East High School with your senior perspective?
I would tell them that high school is not easy. It is hard. It is work that you have to put in. There is a lot to worry about. You have college to worry about. You have your own high school career to worry about. You do need to be involved in certain activities, but also know your limits. You can always get overwhelmed and put in too much, especially if you've never taken pre-AP or AP classes before. I remember my sophomore year being overwhelmed with world history, and everybody can agree with me that that class is hard, and you have to know how to manage time, you have to know how to manage your skills, you have to know how to manage everything in your life throughout high school.
All right, well, Megan, thank you so much for your advice and your time.
Thank you, Sixtos.
This has been Senior Stories on Titan Radio, streaming on anchor.fm/BEHS Titans. Titan Pride.